You guys have been wanting me to weigh in on the whole Afghanistan situation with the Taliban taking over and to give my opinion. If you've watched any kind of news coverage or media on this, it is highly politically charged. Everything is politically charged today. It doesn't matter what it is. There is really no way to ascertain the truth about any particular thing. Obviously, this is a bad look for the United States. It's a bad look all around, considering what's going on. It's worse in Saigon, and it's going to get worse and worse. We know what's going to happen over there. I don't need to tell you about that. I'm sure what the Taliban's view is on child marriage, what it is on women and their restrictive policies and their propensity to just kill anyone who disagrees with them. So it's obviously a bad thing. And again, my political opinion, my political viewpoints is libertarian. So really, I try to stay out of the whole thing. There's a lot of crazy people that push political agendas for their own particular means. And so many people are caught up into this bandwagon or these groups or clubs. And this is the thing. You guys have heard me talk about this. I talked about leaving the manosphere and not being part of any kind of collective group or any kind of ideology because those things don't make sense to me. And what happens is when you do this is you start to lack the critical thinking skills and your ability to think for yourself. And so really, that's what I want to shift this video into. So all this stuff is going on. Obviously, I've got some thoughts about it, but I don't have that many. And the reason why I don't have that many is because I don't need to have that many, is because I am focused on my shit today. Okay, I'm working today. I'm recording videos. I'm working on a new book that I'm going to be putting out on the Kindle store. I'm doing all this kind of stuff instead of worrying about arguing with people on the internet about whether or not Biden is an idiot and the Democrats are right, or whether he's justified, or whether all of these things. Okay, I don't want to talk about Biden. I don't want to talk about Trump. I don't want to invest emotional energy into this. I know what's going on. I've heard what's going on. People have told me, but I'm for the most part ignoring it, and I'm doing my work. I'm working on myself. I'm going to the gym. I'm going running, but I'm working on this book. I'm working on the things that I need to get done. All right, that's the key to all of this, is that you have to realize that everything today that comes out is going to be politically charged. So you cannot waste your time right now. You cannot get caught up debating things with people, arguing about things that you have no control over. You need to really focus, guys, on what you have control over, all right, and start working on those things. If you are worried about what's going on in the world and you think it's unfair and you're upset about these things, that's fine. But it's part of the victim mindset because you can't control it. You can't do anything about it. The best that you can do is, if you want to help, go help. Donate some money, help people over there if you can, give that kind of support. But aside from that, there's no point belly aching about it. There's no point debating people on the internet. There's no point wasting time. You're jumping. You're getting involved in this stuff that has no part in your life. It really has no part in your life. And again, weigh in on this to say that I'm not gonna weigh in and I'm not gonna talk about this. I could say a bunch of things. I could say a bunch of uneducated things that I don't know anything about. I can say some things that I do know some things about, but we know what's gonna happen over there. We all know what's gonna happen over there. Is it good? No, it's not good. Can I do anything about it? No. Can you do anything about it? No. Can you sit down and shut up and not watch the news and instead do your work and get shit done? Or can you get distracted? Can you say, oh, this is a crisis this time. I have to watch the news. I have to consume all this media and know what's going on. But guess what's going to happen 1 month or 2 months from now? There's going to be a new crisis. And that's the thing, is they always get you thinking that this is the most important thing that's happening historically. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to you, because whatever happens, it's going to happen. So it's going to pass on. Something will happen. It doesn't really concern you. So just do your damn work. And by the way, if you haven't already joined the Bulldog Mindset membership, click the link down below. It's $7 for the first month. Go join that and join a bunch of other people that hopefully aren't talking about this shit. Because if I go into the Facebook group and I see you guys talking about this in the Discord server, I'm gonna start kicking your asses. All right, you guys are supposed to be on your mission, on your purpose in life, not talking about wasting your time on this shit. So go join us in the Bulldog Mindset membership. Let everyone else bitch and complain about this. If you're a real man and you really want to get your shit done, join the Bulldog Mindset membership. I've got something coming in here to help you focus, by the way, a little hint on that. So go check it out. Hey, give this video, let's get this in circulation so people can get the right message about this. So put that like button on your finger. Is that weird? Put it on your finger, click it with your finger, and let's get to work.